Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This is a story about the Rebbetzin Rivka. She was the grandmother of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak, and the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe. She was his grandmother. And in 1851, 5611, she was 18 years old. And she became ill. She became very sick. And the doctor told her instructions that as soon as she gets up in the morning, she must right away eat. Because of her sickness and her weakness, it was important, the doctor said, that as soon as she wakes up, she must eat first thing. However, Rebbe Rivka did not want to eat before davening. Therefore, she got up extra early, and she davened first, and then she ate breakfast. So she did not follow the doctor's instructions. She instead davened first, extra early, and after she was finished davening, then she ate. Now, when her father-in-law, who was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, Menachem Mendel, the Tzemach Tzedek, found out about what she did, he said to her like this. He said, a Jew must be healthy and strong. The Torah says about mitzvahs, v'achai behem, that you have to live with them, you have to be strong in doing Torah mitzvahs. Meaning that not just that we have to be strong, but we have to bring life into our mitzvahs. Now, to be able to bring life and energy into our mitzvahs, we must be strong, and we must be besimcha. And then he said, you must not be without food. It's better to eat in order to daven than to daven in order to eat. And then he blessed her with long life, and she did live a long life into her 80s. Now, this story was told to someone by the Rebbe Rishab, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he said to him at the end of the story, and this must be done with simcha. That is, when a person takes this approach, that if they have to eat and they have to daven, it's better to eat first in order to daven than to daven in order to eat. And it should be done with simcha. So what does this mean for us? Of course, shachris, we daven first thing in the morning. But as the Rebbe taught, if a person needs to eat something a little bit before davening, and the way this would be done is to first say brachas and then say kriya shma, and then if the person needs to eat something, then it's better that they should eat so they can a little bit in order to be able to daven, then to try to get through the davening in order that they can eat. Because if we do it the second way, then really our davening, not really davening. It's just getting through the word so we can eat. So if a person is so strong that they never have to eat before davening and they can concentrate on their davening, okay. But Rebbe said that in our generation there are many people that, especially on a Shabbos when the davening is longer, they may have to eat something before they daven, and then it's better to eat in order to daven and to daven in order to eat. And when we have this attitude, then we realize that the main thing is serving Hashem, and the eating and so forth is really just something to help serve Hashem, then this attitude will help us to bring Mashiach much quicker, because our Torah mitzvahs will be much stronger and with a lot of simcha. And we know that the word simcha, or yismach, which means you will be happy, is the same exact letters as the word Mashiach in different order. And so it's very important to be besimcha in order to bring Mashiach quicker. And when it comes to davening, a person has to be able to daven with joy and with a lot of life and energy. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.